Can you talk about the CLGB study that was presented at the last ASCO meeting, what they looked at, what they showed, and how that impacted on this trial?
Sure. So the CLGB did a study which was specifically only in patients with 1B. It was an adjuvant study in which patients were randomized to no postoperative chemotherapy versus adjuvant carboplatin paclitaxel. And when they first presented this study a couple of years ago at ASCO, it looked very positive. They updated their study this year, in which it was not quite so positive. So the hazard ratio for the results was still 0.8, which is what it was originally. However, the p-value had gone from less than 0.05 to a p-value of 0.1. So bordering on statistical significance, but not quite. Now, there's all sorts of possibilities as to why it wasn't a clearly positive study, one of which was the fact that it used carboplatin paclitaxel. The fact they used that kind of raised a whole bunch of questions as to, is there a difference between carbo and cis, or is there a difference between paclitaxel and vinorelbine? So it raised the question of the choice of chemotherapy. The other difference with their study compared to the others was it was only in 1B, whereas all the others had included 2 and 3A. And as I mentioned, they subsequently did a subset analysis and found out, in fact, that patients whose tumors were greater than 4 centimeters did benefit. But the third major reason may simply have been that it was an underpowered trial. It was not a very large trial. And it's certainly possible that had it been a larger trial, that those differences would have been statistically significant. Nonetheless, because of that study, though, we took out carboplatin paclitaxel as one of the treatment arms in our planned upcoming intergroup adjuvant study. And we also, as I said, limited it to 1Bs greater than 4 centimeters.
What were you doing in your own practice outside of protocol setting before ASCO in terms of the choice of chemotherapy and when you used it, and did it change at all after ASCO?
Actually, it did. I had been using carboplatin paclitaxel before ASCO, but given the CLGB data, despite all those caveats I said, it still is technically a negative trial. And we're in a potentially curative situation. We're going for cure here. So I generally use a cisplatin-based regimen unless there's a real strong reason not to.
What do you usually combine it with?
I've been combining it with gemcitabine, but I know that another common regimen in the U.S. is with docetaxel. Clearly, in Europe, it's with vinorelbine in Canada.
Anything else you want to say about the study?
Real exciting. I mean, one of the other things we're going to be doing with it is we're going to be banking blood and tissue. And so that should provide us with lots and lots of opportunities to study the biology of lung cancer in the future. And the only other thing that I would say about the whole field is there are so many very good, interesting, exciting questions that need to be asked and answered in earlier stages of non-small cell lung cancer that I sincerely hope that we can start accruing at a pace more akin to breast cancer so we can do these studies quicker and get the answers faster.
Do you think that's going to happen in this particular study? Because it seems like there might be an issue in particular about the fact that carboplatin can't be used. But what are you expecting in terms of accrual?
I sure am hoping that medical oncologists will be data-driven and will realize that the data that's out there certainly implies that cisplatin is better than carbo. There was a meta-analysis that was also presented at ASCO this year, which also suggested that cisplatin is going to be better than carbo. Given we're talking about a potentially curative regimen, we might as well go ahead and do the best thing for the patient. Plus, cisplatin, I think, really isn't as bad as it was 10, 15 years ago before we had appropriate antiemetics. So I think, frankly, there's probably a whole generation of medical oncologists who are not all that familiar with it.